White, J.E. White, Emma. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. June 20th, 1900. Dear children Edson and Emma, I received your letter, Edson, in regard to The Desire of Ages. When you meet with those who have criticisms to make, as will always be the case, do not take any notice of the supposed mistakes, but praise the book, tell of its advantages. The Desire of Ages would have been the same size as the two former books had it not been for the strong recommendation of Brother Palmer, who was then General Canvassing Agent. What you say about the appendix is the first objection we have heard regarding that feature. Many have spoken of the great help they have found in the appendix. If people are prejudiced against anything that makes prominent the Sabbath, that very objection shows the necessity of it being there to convict minds. Let us be guarded. Let us refuse to allow the criticisms of anyone to imprint objections on our minds. Let criticizers live by their trade of criticism. They cannot speak in favor of the very best of blessings without attaching a criticism to cast a shadow of reproach. Let us educate ourselves to praise that which is good when others criticize. Murmurers will always pick flaws, but let us not be saddled by the accusing element. Let us not consider it a virtue to make and suggest difficulties which one mind and another will bring in to harass and perplex. Keep the atmosphere of the soul clear by dwelling upon the bright sunshine of heaven, which is always shining to make the soul happy. We want to take notice of the brightness. Talk of God's blessings. Let us, you and Emma and I, bring all the pleasantness possible into our lives. When others begin to question and criticize, let us be determined, either by silence or by turning the conversation into another channel, to cut off words which would not be spoken in wisdom. We are to continue to wait upon the Lord by humble prayer and supplication, making every effort to keep the door of our lips so that we shall not utter one foolish word savoring of unbelief. We are to talk faith, practicing the very things we have asked the Lord to give us grace to do. Thus we work out our own salvation, trying to help and save those in trouble by faithful words and kind deeds. It is God which worketh in us, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. The finite and infinite are to unite in accomplishing the work that needs to be done. God has pledged Himself to supply us with strength, cheerfulness, pleasantness, and joyfulness in our Savior. Abiding in Him, the word that would cast a shadow over others is left unspoken. Let us remember that everyone has some dark spot in their experience. Let us do all we can to bring cheerfulness and hope into the lives of others. What a blessing this will be to them! In their turn, they will speak words of good cheer to others to bring sunshine into their hearts. As we do this work, we shall be in a position to realize that the Lord hears our prayers, because we work in harmony with them, fulfilling all the duty we owe God and to ourselves. We shall go about our work in a thankful, prayerful frame of mind. But by faith we claim the promise, "Ask, and ye shall receive; seek, and ye shall find." Matthew 7, verse 7. Yes, we shall find the answer to our prayers, for God will do exceeding abundantly above our highest expectation. What precious witness we shall then bear for God! What an honor we shall be to the truth of His Word! We shall be able to say, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my prayer. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit and of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord." Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, and such as turneth aside to lies. Psalm 40, verse 1 to 4. Doleful, discouraging words will do no good. When Christ abides in us, we shall not even repeat the false statements we hear. We shall not retaliate or bring a railing accusation against any, because this would wound our own souls deeply and make us forget our resting place of confidence and peace in Christ. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. Postscript. The enemy stirs up persons whose hearts are not stayed upon God, who are admitting into their hearts unpleasant and disagreeable things to ponder over, and then pass along the unsavory dish for a repast to other minds and hearts. This is feeding upon the garbage of Satan's preparation, and makes the soul impoverished. When Christ was assailed in this way, his melodious voice was heard in beautiful songs. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonderful works that thou hast done, and the thoughts that are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is written within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation, so I have not refrained my lips. O Lord, thou knowest I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. Verses 5:8-11. When unadvised words were spoken, our Lord Jesus, in his childhood and youth and manhood, often corrected the evil speaker, the passionate speech, the unbelieving speech, the accusing speech, with the spirited, sweet melody of song.